And Robin Ehrlich is joining me right now. She is the Communications and Public Relations Coordinator for Milwaukee Film. And they're all excited getting ready for the Dialogues Documentary Film Festival. It runs the 18th of September through the 21st for 4 days. More than 30 documentary films will be screened with Q&A. Some have Q&As after the movie's over. And good morning, Robin. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, I have a superpower. Everybody's got a superpower. Mine is I can remember every single movie I've ever seen in my life and the theater or drive-in that I saw it at. My first documentary was in the early 60s, 1961. I was a little tiny kid, and my dad took us to a movie called The Sky Above, The Mud Below, which won an Academy Award, by the way. We saw that at the Johnny Allweather Drive-In. And that was my first documentary that I could, you know, remember because I was just a little kid. But and my wife and I love documentaries. We love watching them because you're watching a true story. You know, if they're told correctly, you're watching a true story. And documentary, they're documenting the story. And I love it. And who came up with the idea of a documentary film festival?
Yeah, I think the idea came from our artistic director, Kara Ogburn. She has been with Milwaukee Film for over a decade, and she noticed over many years of programming for our spring festival, which is our 15-day Milwaukee Film Festival, that our audience is super hungry for documentary films. There's always a very engaged audience for documentaries, and I think it's partially because you don't get to see them in theaters as often as you once would have. I think the theatrical setting for documentaries is a little bit more rare nowadays. So I think just getting to have that communal experience with documentaries is something that's like a little bit special. And once we realized that, you know, Wisconsin is hungry for more documentary films and the chance to talk about them, that's kind of how Dialogues was born, which is the name of the festival, because we want to have our audiences watch these films and then kind of spark conversations afterwards.
Robin, when I said whose idea was it, you were supposed to say, oh, that was my idea.
It was all me.
That's what they give credit to anybody else. You're supposed to take it all yourself. You're the one on the radio. They're not there on the radio. I remember back in the 60s, they had things called shockumentaries. Now you're a younger person than me. Shockumentaries and the films, and some of the older people might remember Mondo Cani, Africa Blood and Guts. I know they were called shockumentaries, and a lot of them, like Mondo Cani, showed you very odd things going on in the world. And it was a huge what's that?
Googling this right now. I've never heard this term before.
Yeah, it's spelled Mondo Cane, C-A-N-E, but the movie was pronounced Mondo Cani. And there was actually a top song came from that movie. More was the song. It made top on the Billboard charts, but the film itself was just, it was a shocking things you'd see on screen. Africa Blood and Guts, which had another name, Africa Addio, also a shocking film. I actually have them on DVD. You look back now and you say, well, it's not so shocking. But back in the 60s, it was scary to see some of these things. They went to Africa. They went to New Guinea. All these places in the world that hadn't been modernized. Mm. And if you look up Mondo, C-A-N-E, Mondo Cane, Mondo Cani is the way it's pronounced, you'll see it. Then a whole bunch of Mondo movies came out based on that. But yeah, so we're past that now. We're past the shockumentaries.
Wow.
And we're into the documentary where we learn something. To give us some idea, give us some of the titles and what they're about.
Yeah, okay, so
You're still shocked by Mondo Cani, yeah? Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to read more about that later, but yes, we have over 30 films at this year's Dialogues Documentary Festival, and they span a wide range of topics from everything from, you know, like healthcare, the healthcare industry, social justice. There's a film called Cat Town USA, which is about a retirement home for cats. For senior cats, for anyone who's into the, you know, learning about more cat stuff. There is you know, films about deep sea exploration. There's a documentary called How Deep Is Your Love? And it goes into the mysterious deep sea. There's a film called It's Dorothy, which is a kind of in-depth exploration of the character Dorothy Gale, who we know from The Wizard of Oz, from going from the original Frank L. Baum original books to The Wiz and now Wicked. So, and that one's going to be really fun because we're going to have the director of the film as well as a local Oz historian, Ryan Jay, who's going to do a panel discussion afterwards.
And you know what? These filmmakers put years into making these movies. These aren't just done, well, we'll make a movie, it'll be ready in 2 weeks. It takes years to put this because you got to get the facts together, the archival footage, and you've got to make a coherent story out of it because it has to be entertaining as well as interesting. And they put a lot of work, and you should see some of these. They're really good. There are documentaries on TV all the time, and when you watch the Academy Awards, when they do the documentary category, make note of the five, they usually have five documentaries up there. Even though they don't, the ones that don't win, they're still great movies or they wouldn't have been nominated. And some of them are from all over the world, and they really are good. My wife and I love watching documentaries because they're true stories.
They're great. It's really special to see something, you know, a nonfiction, the power of nonfiction filmmaking. And I love fiction, but I think there is something really special about seeing a real true, someone's real true story unfold on screen like that.
And when you watch channels, these true crime channels, now some of them show documentaries like on the mob, the history of, you know, the mob in New York or the mob in Italy. And they do these truths, and these are documentaries. I mean, I don't know, people say, it's a documentary, it's boring. Oh, no. No. If it's done right, it could be fascinating because, you know, it's true. All right, so.
Yeah, thrilling. There's a true crime documentary that we're showing actually at this year's lineup that I'm super excited about. It's called Stolen Kingdom. It uncovers the history of mischief, scandal, and crime at Walt Disney World.
Oh, my goodness.
And it, yeah, I know. And it culminates to the mysterious disappearance of a beloved animatronic at Disney World named Buzzy that's valued at $500,000. So the whole film kind of tries to solve the mystery of who stole Buzzy.
Whoa. You know what I found out about Disney World, too? You know, Walt Disney, this is Disneyland in California. He actually had an apartment right inside Disney World, Disneyland, where he lived.
Really?
Yep. He had an apartment there and he lived there. I don't know if he lived there year round, but he had an apartment there. Here's something else. When Disneyland first opened in California, they had a lingerie shop for women and they closed it down. They closed it down 6 months later. Who came up with that idea and thought it would be a great idea? So they closed it. Yeah, they said this didn't go with the theme of Disneyland. What were they thinking when they put that together? I'm looking at a list of documentaries here. There was actually one called, I remember this one, 911, The Falling Man. And it's the documentary about this guy who fell from the World Trade Center when it was attacked. And I've seen bits and pieces of it. I haven't seen the whole one. But these documentaries are fascinating. There was also one on catfish. I actually saw that one. So give us some of the titles, some more titles of the 30 films you'll be showing.
Yeah, well, there's this really interesting film called Malignant Practice. It's kind of a short documentary, but longer short. It's like 35 minutes. It's by a local Milwaukee filmmaker, Kristen Catalano. And it's special for a lot of reasons, but one is that it's entirely animated, which I think is kind of rare for a documentary film. And it is based on the medical misfortune of a young woman whose breast cancer diagnosis was missed by a doctor and a mammogram. And it's, I think, based on the director's cousin's true story. So it's super personal, and I love that it's all animated.
Oh, wow. Okay, let's get the stats on this now. The Dialogues Documentary Film Festival starts on September 18th and runs through the 21st. And it's at the Downer and Oriental Theaters, two of the most historic movie theaters in Southeast Wisconsin. You said the Downer is over 100 years old, and the Oriental's not that far behind. I think it might be over 100, the Oriental, right?
The Oriental is almost 100 years
almost
old.
It's
98.
Yeah.
It was built in 1927, so we're getting close to the 100th birthday.
WRJN, born in 1926, so around that same time. And when you go
there,
the Oriental is just the lobby. That's why they called it Movie Palace, because you're walking into a palace when you walk into the Oriental Theater on Farwell. Is it Farwell? No, it's not Farwell. What's the street it's on?
Oh, I'm so bad.
Okay, I'm not gonna ask you to be Rand McNally. People can find it. Now, if they want to get tickets, how do you get tickets?
Yeah, so you can get tickets in person at the box office at either the Downer Theater or the Oriental Theater, or you can go online. Our website is mkefilm.org/DDF, but also just mkefilm.org. It'll be right on the homepage. And tickets are available right now for every single film in the lineup, or there's a pass available if you want just an all-access pass and you don't have to worry about individual tickets, and you can just show your pass and go to anything.
Oh, that's kind of like your special.
Yeah, the VIP experience.
Wow. Okay, and the funny about I think I may have told you this story before. My son was in a movie, and it played at the Oriental Theater. So he went down for the opening of the movie. And divided into three theaters. They were in the big auditorium for his movie. And I think Mamma Mia, I'm trying to remember what some of the other films playing. So there was a Batman movie playing, whatever. But anyway, his film was playing there. And we went there for the premiere. And he felt really special because he had a good role in the movie, too. So he felt really special about it. And after the movie was over, his mother, my wife, said, don't forget to take out the garbage tonight. It goes out tonight. I said, can you let this poor man have a moment in the sun? I mean, do you have to bring up the
garbage? He had to be humbled a little bit.
Yeah, the guy's enjoying it. People are coming up to him, and you have to yell, take out the garbage tonight. And I'm sure Barbara Streisand takes out her own garbage, too. I mean, I'm sure she does.
Yeah, of course.
Everybody takes their own garbage. And then when the night was over, they brought out the ladder, and they were taking the letters off the marquee. And he looks at him, he says, up one day, down the next. That's your business. So, yeah.
It is like that.
Okay, and we've got tickets to give away all week to the Dialogues Documentary Film Festival playing at the Downer at Oriental. Hey, congratulations. I hope you get packed houses, and I hope the documentary filmmakers do real well with their movies, because they put a lot of effort, a lot of time, and a lot of love into these movies. A lot of sweat, too. And probably a lot of money, too. Films are expensive to make. So
super expensive, yeah. Well, thank you so much. I'll tell them all you said that.
I'll give them my love. Robin Ehrlich. And don't forget, if I see one, I remember for the rest of my life where I've seen the movie and what the movie was, because that's my superpower. Robin Ehrlich, who's Communications and Public Relations Coordinator for Milwaukee Film. Again, go to MILWfilm.org. MILWfilm.org for all the information. Thank you, Robin.
Thank you. Have a good one.
And thanks for getting up this morning. I know a lot of people say, hey, there we go. Who am I talking to? They're yawning.
It wasn't easy, but I made it happen.
Thank you, Robin. Good luck, okay?
Yeah, thank you. Have a good rest of your day.
You too, Robin. Robin Ehrlich, everybody, from Dialogues Documentary Film Festival at the Oriental and Downer Theaters. Thank you, Robin.